I'd like to ask you to turn to the book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. We were making remarks about the fear of the Lord. Here is a remnant in Malachi, is it 4 or 3? 3? We'll soon tell you. Malachi chapter 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, speaking. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those that thought upon his name. Really, the combination of the two is nothing short of contemplation. Go to the dictionary, you'll find to think a lot about and to gaze a lot at. That's exactly what we've been doing to get out of our dreadful state in that mud. Remember the mud? Or was it you that had the mud going? Oh, I see. Good. Now, I would like that verse. Yes, right. Verse, always find a connection for what we are trying to bring forth. Yes, for its context, verse 7, I won't be long. Even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away. That's our nature. From mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Isn't that encouraging for us? It's not hopeless, it's hopeful. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. May we not be guilty of that. If our conscience tells us that there are certain things that are due to him, let's willingly give them to him. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And here's the answer, in what was due to him in tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Think of the children of Israel. They're scattered here, there, and everywhere. Why? Has God stopped to love them? Definitely not. It's because he sees them as what I sometimes confess before the Lord, as incorrigible, it seems, because there is just no change in the offering at any time. It is when we declare helplessness. And when we realize that he will never ask us anything like this, for instance, for which he doesn't enable us and equip us with strength. I liked that expression there, one of the prayers, Ephesians 3, strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. And then, here is the challenge for us too, for them, yes. Bring ye all the tithes, all that's due him, that you're enlightened to by the Spirit. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now therewith or herewith, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing to, new translation, to superabundance. By the way, this is no exaggeration. This is what it says to be. An indescribable abundance. I think of 2 Peter 1:2, where we simply read, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. How are we coming along? With the knowledge of God and with the knowledge of Jesus, your Lord and my Lord. How many or how much grace and how much peace? Double? Triple? Tenfold? Hundredfold? Be multiplied unto you. And we come a few hours from now, oh, at 6, that is in an hour and a half, somewhere on this globe, they begin to remember the Lord Jesus when it is 10 o'clock their time, a.m., Lord's Day morning. And we increase in the knowledge of God. I'm still thinking about 2 Peter 1:2. I'll repeat it again. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Apply it to yourself. Take possession of it. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And then on Lord's Day morning, with the Lord in the midst, you'll be able to give the Father, because you're able to tell him about his Son. Then, just in closing, I'd like you to turn to Psalm, I think it is 68, verse either 18 or 19. And I want to connect that up with this portion, this passage here in Malachi. 86. That wouldn't do, would it? You'd say, well, there's an 8 and a 6, but it's not in the right order, see? 68, or is it 69? 68, yes. Yes, that's right, 19. Psalm 68, verse 19, where we read, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with blessings, benefits." You know, you never know what you've got until it's gone. And that is when you realize, just though you might have showered, if it is an individual that you have lost, you've showered blessing upon him or her, and yet you didn't know just how much it meant to you until it's gone. If that is so, that you never know what you've got until it's gone, then the remedy to that is to give God thanks for what you have while you have it. Do you agree? Absolutely true. 100%. So, blessed be the Lord who day by day loadeth us with blessings. You might get up, you might have slept rather restless, like myself, and you forget that, you know, before anything enters your mind, you'd say, "I'm too sleepy to speak to the Lord." Get on your knees and just realize, and he will help you to realize whom you are addressing. And then your mind begins to work by the Spirit and not by that sleepy mind of ours. And you have communion. What you are really at is you've heard him knocking. He wants entrance at the first moments of each day. If you sleep on your back, you see, all you got to do is open your eyes. Just like when mom or dad, you know, shook you that it was time to get up. So then to thank him. The first thing that my mom taught me before I could talk was to say Dada. That meant thank you, the Dutch language. Do you think we can do any less to our God? Day by day, without fail, he has helped each one of us. And he has loaded us up, beloved, with benefits that if the Spirit would give us light and enlightenment, you know, we would be staggering in amazement. And he might just teach you by removing these blessings, whatever they are, financial, physical, or remove one from your side.